When we think about what really makes a video game a game, there's often a certain level of interaction between what the player tells the game to do and the game world that appears on the screen. When in-game objects need to have a physical interaction with each other, we use collision detection to determine how and why they've contacted each other. Once we've gathered that information, we'll then be able to tell the game how to appropriately respond to the event and give the player an enjoyable experience. Whether it's speeding around a racetrack, blowing up an alien base on Mars, or throwing a game-winning touchdown pass, collision detection is everywhere in almost every game you play. Which collisions are detected and how they are interpreted varies greatly from game to game, but we'll introduce you to the world of collisions by using the basic implementation we used in Shooter. Here's Albert to tell us more.
Most games have physical interactions between different objects in the game. In order for these physical interactions to occur, we need to detect that they happen. This is where collision detection comes in. Let's take a look at how we use collision in Shooter. In Shooter, an example of collision detection is when a bullet hits a mine. In order to detect that the bullet has collided with a mine, we'll add a rectangle, called a bounding rectangle, to each object and then test if the bounding rectangles have intersected with one another. We'll give one of these bounding rectangles to each collidable object in the game. If we determine that any objects have intersected, we'll tell the game what to do based on the objects that have collided. By applying these rectangles to each object, we can filter out the objects that we care about. For instance, we don't need to check if two bullets collide, but we do need to know if the player has collided with a mine, or if a bullet has collided with a mine. Once we've detected a collision, we can tell the game how to proceed. In the case of ship colliding with a mine, we'll display an explosion of the ship and mine, play an explosion sound effect, and initiate the game over experience. If a bullet destroys a mine, we'll display an explosion of the mine, play a sound effect, and add points to the player score. This process repeats every frame throughout the game. However, this type of collision detection is not ideal for every game. Detecting collision using bounding rectangles is very fast but is inaccurate, and also limited in how it can be used. It is critical to understand how the different objects in your game will interact and what kinds of responses you plan to have before you settle on a collision implementation.
When dealing with collision, there's no one solution for any given scenario, and even the right solution for a specific situation can start endless discussions on which path is best. As a general rule, it's best to keep the implementation as simple as you can while still achieving your goals. It'll help avoid headaches later. Now that you have a basic understanding of how collision detection and response works and how we've implemented it in Shooter, you have the knowledge you need to add in your own collisions.